You're listening to SBS News.
75 years later, the Japanese coastal fishing vessel named after the deadly ocean snake, the Krait, has been restored to its 1943 configuration. The boat played a crucial role in the covert Operation Jaywick, Australia's most successful commando operation of World War II. Brendan Nelson, the director of the Australian War Memorial, was at the ceremony in Sydney.
This may be the history of the Australian Army, of commandos, but it's our history, it's our story, and it's a story that inspires everyday Australians.
A wreath was laid on board the relic to honour those who risked their lives for the audacious mission and their country. Kevin Supshin, the director and CEO of the Australian National Maritime Museum, says the event was an opportunity to acknowledge the courage of the men involved.
Today's ceremony is very important because precisely 75 years ago today, 14 men on the Krait vessel entered Singapore Harbour as one of the most daring raids by special forces in the history of the special forces.
In 1943, a special unit of 14 Australian and British commandos on board the Krait departed Cairns for Exmouth. After refuelling and repairs were undertaken, they left Australia disguised as fishermen, embarking on a three-week top-secret voyage to Singapore. Sailing into enemy territory near Singapore's harbour and under the cover of darkness, six men in three collapsible canoes paddled more than 50 kilometres into the harbour, attaching magnetic limpet mines below the waterline of Japanese ships. Six Japanese vessels were destroyed, the mission declared a success, with all men returning safely to Australia. Jason Young's grandfather was the radio operator on board the Krait. He says the unit's bravery needs to be recognised.
This particular mission, it was almost a suicide mission, really. It probably shouldn't have succeeded, and somehow it did. So, yeah, it's quite incredible.
Peter Jones's father, Arthur, was one of the canoeists. He believes the mission will be remembered for generations.
It's so important for our children and their children to know about Australia's wartime history and what a daring and audacious operation this was.
Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.